Come north or south, from east or west, just get in your car.
Whatever direction you're headed, keep on course with Monitor 68. I'm Ted Steele, your host on this Saturday evening session. And on this February 10th, we're coming to you from high above New York City. And the higher you get, the better it is here after the week-long strike of garbage collectors. But enough about Fun City. On with the show. The Lettermen sing Going Out of My Head and Can't Take My Eyes Off You. Two for the price of one.
I think I'm going out of my head. Yes, I think I'm going out of my head over you, over you. I want you to want me. I need you so badly, I can't think of anything but you.
Up of people and events here and abroad. In a minute, a report from Paris on French reaction to the growing anti-French campaign in the United States. First, this from Brock's, the people who bring you delicious candies fresh from Brock's Candyland. You know, it's been said that Brock's, B-R-A-C-H-S, Brock's, the candy people, make over 200 kinds of candy. I can believe it. But for just one guy with just one sweet tooth, I prefer to think about one candy at a time. Like Brock's Toffee, for example. In each and every bag of Brock's Toffee, there are five different toffee flavors, vanilla, chocolate, maple, rum, and orange. And since each piece is individually wrapped, each flavor has its own color foil wrap. When I feel like vanilla toffee, I reach for the Goldies. And there are times when the rum butter toffee in its pink wrapper seems especially appealing. Only the Brock's people understand why the maple toffees are wrapped in purple. But whatever your choice, Brock's toffees are tender, chewy, and wonderful. Remember, all those good tastes are wrapped up in five delicious flavors, and you enjoy them as Brock's Toffee.
By the bag or by the box, your best candy buy is Brock's. B-R-A-C-H-S, Brock's.
Now here's George Lewis, NBC News, Paris.
Everyone knows that Frenchmen are eminently logical and rational, while foreigners are intemperate, willy-minded, and emotional in their thinking. The growing anti-French campaign in the United States is getting that kind of treatment here. Even General de Gaulle's most outspoken native critics describe the boycott of French goods and congressional demands that France be made to pay back her World War I debts as exaggerated, one of the Frenchman's favorite words to indicate his own coolness in contrast to the other fellow's heat. Finance Minister Michel Debray, one of de Gaulle's intimates, says that what's been happening in America is an emotional movement, but that he hopes what he termed better-informed Americans will rapidly correct its errors. Debray admitted that the United States is a free society, which coming from a Frenchman these days is something anyway. And from a free society, he went on, you have to expect the occasional emotional blows. Even, he added, the occasional low blow. The French showed a few signs of getting emotional themselves, however, after Senator Russell Long's assertions the other day concerning the fighting capabilities of French soldiers during the Allied invasions of Europe in 1944. Le Monde, generally the coolest and least exaggeré of French newspapers, couldn't even hold its anger for an editorial. Instead, it attached a curt note to the news dispatch of Senator Long's speech. The senator's insults, the paper declared, were wholly unjust and would enrage the French veterans who had been calumnied. But then, regaining its aplomb, Le Monde added that it would be wrong to attach too much importance to the words of a senator whose verbal incontinence, as Le Monde put it, was well known. At least, the newspaper concluded, his outburst showed the virulence the anti-French campaign in the United States had attained in recent weeks. As for the prospect of an American tourist boycott of this country, the French profess not to be terribly worried. Americans' traditional love of Paris will, they think, prove stronger than their anger at de Gaulle. Nor do they believe the Johnson administration's efforts to limit tourism generally is going to work. An official of the French State Tourist Office predicted this week that if the American government tried taxing or limiting travel to Europe, Americans would simply go to Canada or a South American country and fly the Atlantic from there. What else can you expect from woolly-minded, emotional people? Anyway, George Lewis, NBC News, Paris.
Ring Around the World monitors weekend series of close-ups of people and events here and abroad was also brought to you by Newsweek magazine. You probably set a pretty high value on anything you've made yourself, and rightly so. Newsweek magazine treats that feeling with the greatest respect, especially when it comes to self-made opinions. But to make up your own mind and form your own opinions, you need facts. And facts these days aren't always easy to come by, unless you're aware of Newsweek. In Newsweek, you'll find all the facts you need about everything of significance that goes on in the world. From now on, read Newsweek, the one news weekly that separates fact from opinion. A new song from Ella Fitzgerald. I taught him everything he knows.
I taught him everything he knows. And then what did he do? He turned to someone else and taught her everything he knew. The way say the thing. I thought that he'd be true to me, but that's the way it goes. She ought to thank me, 'cause I taught him
your FTD florist today for Valentine's Day flowers.
When's Valentine's Day?
Stay right here on
NBC. News about the Winter Olympics and a report on auto racing coming up right here on the Monitor Beacon.
100,000 men, women, and children will die this year because there isn't enough money. Give to your local chapter of the National Kidney Foundation or write Box 353, New York 10016. Here is a special report from WNBC News. Mayor Lindsay has just made a statement at Gracie Mansion relative to the announcement about an hour ago by Governor Rockefeller regarding his proposal for settlement of the sanitation workers' strike. We now bring you Mayor John V. Lindsay.
I am shocked that Governor Rockefeller has capitulated to the union that is striking unlawfully against 8 million New Yorkers. The strike was called in defiance of a state law sponsored and signed by Governor Rockefeller himself. I had hoped that the governor would join me in combating the extortionate demands of the sanitation union. I deeply regret that he has chosen not to. The city will, of course, endeavor in every way to remove the dangerous accumulation of trash from the sidewalks and streets of New York.
That was Mayor Lindsay in reply to Governor Nelson Rockefeller, who has proposed that the state take over the New York City Sanitation Department. Rockefeller says the city's 10,000 striking sanitation workers will return to work immediately. The governor says he will convene a special session of the state legislature Monday to ask authorization for his plan. In his radio and television address, he said his proposal includes paying strikers at a rate Mayor Lindsay had described as blackmail. This is Jim Iyer, WNBC News. We now rejoin Monitor already in progress.
Get several tubes of chapstick for the entire family and use it before you need it. The U.S. Olympic teams do. Now here come the Strawberry Street Singers with the happy time.
Remember a Christmas morning long ago, the frosted glass, the dancing snow, the happy time.
Remember the painted horse, the carousel, the chocolate kiss, the caramel.
The happy time. Remember a pale pink sky, your first Easter hat, and in
remember the compliment you once received, the lie you told, they all believe, the happy time. Remember your friends who play the sound of applause. Why do I go on this way? I'm only reminding you because I want to remember you. Remember the dearest love you ever knew, the day she said hello to you, the happy time. Remember the tulip trees you walked among, the game was old, the player young, the happy time. Remember along the
report on the exciting sport of automobile racing next. Here from New York is Monitor's World of Wheels with Keith Jackson.
Hello, everybody. This is Keith Jackson with Wynn's World of Wheels, brought to you by Wynn's famous friction proofing, Wynn's new charge, and the thousands of dealers who feature the entire family of Wynn's products that keep your car going strong. This weekend, World of Wheels comes from New York City, still quiet in this region of the country, as winter's grip remains over all the automotive tracks. But there will be some action today in warmer climes, including the run for the pole in the rich Daytona 500 tomorrow afternoon in Florida. We'll have a report. Since we're in New York City, a note on the future. The National Hot Rod Association has placed one of its big four meets, the Spring Nationals, in this area for the first time, set for June at Englishtown, New Jersey. It'll be interesting to see how the greater New York area responds to a major drag meet. NHRA President Wally Parks is confident the response will be strong.
It's one of the most highly populated automotive enthusiast areas that we know of. We know that we're going to have far more entry applications than we ever would be able to accommodate, so we're going to have a screening program and try to make sure that we have real high-caliber equipment running. But there is no question about the interest and enthusiasm that they have in that whole general area, and we're very happy to be located up in there.
Wally Parks has a lot of reasons right now for confidence. The Winter Nationals run last weekend at Pomona, California, broke all attendance and money records, more than $110,000 in prize monies, and it looks like the Big Four may all go past that mark.
We already have that amount committed for the Spring Nationals, which will be in Englishtown, New Jersey this year, and I'm confident that the Nationals will go way over that. So I think that we can anticipate that we'll have $100,000 at least on all four of the major meets.
And the long-range future for this phase of automobile racing looks stronger than ever, with new facilities being constructed all across the country.
There are many new facilities being constructed now. We picked up a lot of new ones up in the Midwest area. We have a brand new one that's going to be opening in Chicago this spring. We have a brand new one that is going to be opening in Atlantic City. And we have several up in Canada. So the total number is increasing, but there seems to be an evolution because we're getting more and more away from the airport runway type drag strip and getting into fine facilities that are built especially for the purpose.
Wally Parks of the NHRA. Everybody knows automobile engines can't talk, but in their own way, they can tell you things about themselves. Charge, checks, engine wear. There's a new name in drag racing for 1968, a well-known name in other forms of automotive racing, and it'll become obviously more popular as 68 wears on. The name Carroll Shelby.
And Carol tells why.
About 3 months ago, Keith, we... this company manufactures high-performance parts for the Fords, and most of these are used on the drag... in the drag field, on the drag strip. We felt in entering a car and being associated in the competitive end of it that it would give us visibility and would be a good advertising thing to get into at this time.
And perhaps Carol is opening the door for some more of these so-called names to enter into drag racing. It is certainly worth noting that the sport has grown on its own and now claims its own name and a future that does seem quite assured. And that wraps it for this edition of Wynn's World of Wheels, brought to you by Wynn's Famous Friction Proofing, Wynn's New Charge, and the entire family of Wynn's products that keep your car going strong. Ask for them by name wherever you get gas or service. This is Keith Jackson, New York City, reporting for Monitor Sports.
Tomorrow, two reports on the sport of auto racing, Monitor's World of Wheels and Sport of Speed. I belong, and I belong right here on Monitor, which continues after NBC News on the Hour. I'm Ted Steele.
Oh, we must take a station break. Don't turn your set off, don't you make a mistake. Don't leave us behind, there's still lots more time with Monitor.
Veterans, if you have a service-connected disability, you'll want to know about the new procedure the VA has started. Under this procedure, identification cards are issued to eligible veterans, the veteran that selects any doctor he wishes to treat him. Veterans with long-term disabilities will receive their cards automatically. Those with short-term disabilities must apply for their cards. For more information on this program, contact the nearest office of the New York State Division of Veterans Affairs.
This is Lee Leonard inviting you to join me weekdays from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. on WNBC. We'll discuss politics, show business, General de Gaulle, and many other far-out things. So listen to and call me, Lee Leonard, weekdays 11 till 2, right here on WNBC Radio.
Monitor New York, your weekend sound on WNBC AM and FM New York.